Hey there, friends, it's Nick. Okay, here we are, episode 7 of our 10-part series about mistakes founders make telling their stories. These are the mistakes I see most often when I'm working with clients or just existing in the world, really. You know, sometimes you're looking for some reason to buy a product or a service from a particular company, a particular person. And one of the things that one of the mistakes I see really often, because this is hard work, is that founders don't do the world building that they need to do to really create the context in which their particular product, their particular service makes sense. So let me give you a couple of examples. And the best guys I know on this, by the way, are Andre and Sean, who run tinylittlebusinesses.com. They're fantastic at, for all of their products, which are about online marketing principally and business building. They put so much work into building the world in which their products exist. And this is partly relevant to the fifth episode in this series, niching down, because what we want to do is we want to build a world that attracts certain kinds of people and puts off the others. So, for example, for me, I sell copywriting and storytelling for business. So one of the things I need to do in order to build the context for that sale is I need my prospects to understand how important storytelling is, how deeply it is embedded in human psychology, in our evolution, in the way that we think about and perceive and act in the world. So, you know, take this podcast as an example. 650 odd episodes have been about articulating various aspects of story as it relates to business. And if you look on the website at storiesmeandbusiness.com, you will find that there is a mixture of the science and the psychology. And what we're doing when we create the right world, we are bringing people in. You know, for example, one of the things that I'm sort of against on the website is the kind of the baseline psychological manipulation that kind of shorthand that is so much of the sucky marketing we find in the world. You know, buy this now or it's going to disappear. This offer is only available, you know, for the next 24 hours and that thing resets every day, or 15 people looking at this hotel room that you might be interested in, you know, all that kind of shit, excuse my language, but I, you know, that kind of manipulative sort of basic psychological tactics, I'm against that kind of thing, having done it for a lot of my career, or at least I wanted to do something different. And when you go into my website, what you're going to find is it's telling a different story, and the story is building a world where I want to attract the kind of people who are also fed up of just using that kind of tactics, and they understand that, you know, that well is running dry as people get more sophisticated, as we are less able to track everything that people are doing online. You know, this well is running dry, so how are we going to connect? How are we going to build our businesses? How are we going to market our businesses? And that's why it's so important that for whatever you're doing, whatever you're selling, your service, your product, whatever, you are building the world in your story and in a wider sense. And we'll talk about this in the next episode. But you are building the context that makes your story make sense for the audience that you are targeting, for the niche that you are targeting. And this is a massively missed opportunity for many of the founders that I see, and it's something that we fix very early on when I'm working with a founder, so it's worth looking at. Anyway, that's episode 7. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in the next episode for episode 8 logically. Bye now.